Second date update.
If you are new to the show, every morning Michelle and I help out somebody who had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. We got Connor on the line. Connor had a great first date with Mallory, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out. First of all, Connor, tell everybody how you met Mallory.
Mallory and I, we work together.
You work together? Oh, is that a good idea, that you work together in a dating?
You know, usually not, but it's a big company, and we don't work in the same area. She's a whole different division than I am. And, yeah, but we've been friends for a while, actually. We met at work, I think, in the break room one day, and, you know, we say hi to each other, and then, yeah, we've been friends for a while.
Okay, and how did that progress to you guys going out on a date?
We were in the break room. She was telling me about this wedding. She didn't have a date to go on. And I said, oh, well, you know, I love weddings. I'll go with her. It really, honestly, though, I just really kind of wanted to see her outside of work.
So you went to the wedding. How did that go? I mean, did you even know anybody at the wedding other than Mallory?
No. It's a bunch of her college friends. I had, like, zero connection with anybody there except Mallory.
But you still had a good time.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. I love meeting new people. She introduced me to her friend, and she introduced me to some of her old college buddies. It was good.
But you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date? You haven't heard from her since?
None whatsoever. And that's the weird thing, because she also hasn't really been seeing me at work. Like, something's wrong.
Well, let's have us give her a call so we can figure out what's going on, so we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mallory?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Are you serious?
I know, it's a little different, but the reason we're calling you is we have a feature on the show. It's called Second Date Update. So people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason didn't get a second date, and we got a call about you.
Okay.
Can we talk to you on the air about it?
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you remember going out with Connor?
Yes.
I guess you guys went to a wedding and had a great time, and then he said he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to call you on his behalf.
Yeah, I'm not interested in another date.
Why? What happened?
Well, I asked him to a wedding, and he hooked up with one of the bridesmaids afterwards.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because she told me.
Oh.
And she wasn't aware that he was my date.
Oh.
Did he leave with her and leave you at the wedding?
No, he left with me. Like, he dropped me off and then, I guess, went and hooked up with her.
And obviously, after you find this out from your friend, that's why you kind of avoided Connor since then.
Yes.
Well, as we said, Connor asked us to call on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation? I'd like to hear what he has to say, actually.
Oh, me too.
Okay, all right. This worked out perfect for everybody. Connor, are you there? Did you hear what Mallory said? What happened?
Yeah, I was afraid that might have been what it was.
You didn't bother to tell us this?
I wasn't sure if she knew. Here's the thing. It's a wedding, and at some point, this one bridesmaid, we did exchange phone numbers, you know, but it was just, like, casual. You know, at that point, Mallory and I, we were just kind of work friends, you know. We didn't really have a relationship or anything. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe it was in poor taste to exchange phone numbers. But I didn't really think anything of it. When I dropped Mallory off, I was still ready to party. Like, I still had energy.
And yeah, you did.
You had to find an outlet for that energy.
Oh, stop.
Well, she called me because the reception was still going on. They had an open bar, and she's just like, hey, are you still here? And I'm like, well, I could be. You know, I just had to, you know, Mallory had to work in the morning. I had to work too, but I don't care, you know.
Clearly.
So I went back to the wedding, and look, I'll admit that things shouldn't have progressed as they did, you know, yada, yada, whatever.
Connor.
That shouldn't have happened. No, but I woke up the next day and I was just like, you know, I really enjoyed hanging out with Mallory. And I went to the wedding originally because I wanted to get to know her better outside of work. I was hoping that she didn't know about this because I really kind of wanted to see her again.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a hookup.
And you were hoping I didn't find out so that you could, get to know me after a date where you hooked up with someone else after?
It does sound bad. Like, if you put it in those terms, it does sound really bad. But it wasn't really kind of like a date, you know? You just needed somebody to go with you to the wedding.
You and I were on a date, and you knew that.
But you just needed me to go to the wedding with you because you didn't want to go by yourself. You know, that's kind of how I assumed it. We had a really good time, but the date was over. And, you know, after the date, I just did something else. And I...
Something
you
else.
You know, I... didn't know that would get back to you.
The fact that you didn't want me to find out about it is proof that you knew what you were doing was wrong.
Yeah, it's not like I knew. This gray area here, I mean, I didn't. It's not like I was cheating on you. It's not like I was cheating on you. But I also felt like maybe it wouldn't go over well, you know, like
Yeah, just like right now.
All right. You know what? I'm going to kind of save you, Connor, at least as much as I can, like keep you from digging the hole deeper.
Save him.
Mallory, do you have any interest in going out again a second time with Connor? If you do, we'll pick up the tab for date number two.
No. Okay. Can I just have the money instead?
Smart.
Hey, I got a friend of mine's getting married next month. We can go to that.
No.
Mallory, thank you so much for coming on the air with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right. Connor, obviously to get the answer you're looking for.
We tried. We.
We.
I appreciate it. No, you guys are good. You know what? I think I'm going to take the rest of the day off. That was a leak.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.